This is Bob Wynn with The View from Here. It's finally scheduled to happen. One of my pet peeves is going to be addressed after all these years. I'm talking about the railroad crossing at Portland Street and the Crater Lake Highway. Yes, those honking train horns that go on all day and night are finally in the process of being silenced. It's about time. I'd like to personally thank Councilman Dan Toefel, who has tolerated me all these years with my constant complaints and questions about the crossing. He was always kind enough not to run the other way when he saw me coming. Instead, he just gave me an update about where the city was in relation to getting something done. He stayed on the project, and now we have approval to get it completed. So good job, Dan. Over the years, I've dealt with several councilmen and several city managers to try and have this shrieking, ear-shattering problem corrected, pretty much to no avail. At one point, the city actually tried to move a plan forward that would charge homeowners in the area surrounding the intersection with the cost of implementing a solution. I'm sure you can imagine how well that scheme went over. At one point, the city put directional horns in the crossing in an effort to reduce noise there, and for some reason that plan never came to fruition. Instead, it was just honk, honk, honk all day and all night for whatever reason. There are red and white crossing gates, blinking red lights on the gates, and bells ringing when a train approaches. One would think that would be enough to quiet the trains. After all, not too many blind and deaf individuals drive vehicles through that crossing. I was also told by some that it was my problem because I bought a home near that intersection. Well, 30 years ago, there were only a few trains going through there each day. Now, some nights especially, there can be two an hour. Pleasant noise at 2 o'clock in the morning. So again, my thanks to Councilman Toefel and the city for finally taking care of the problem. The downside? Even with the approval in hand, the city is looking for plans by the end of summer and installation by the end of the year. Why so long? I don't know the answer, but if we've waited this long, a few months probably won't hurt. I look forward to sleeping through the night and being able to talk outside of my deck without the constant shrill of train horns. So good job, Councilman Toefel and the City of Klamath Falls. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View from Here.